Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Suddenlink internet and phone customers found themselves without either service this afternoon after an outage at around 3 o'clock. We lost internet service here at Eureka Broadcasting and received reports from several Eureka businesses that they too had lost service. Phone and internet service outages were also reported in the Eel River Valley and Arcata. At approximately 4:15, the service was back on at this station, and as of now, we have not learned of the cause. An autopsy performed on the body of 3-month-old baby Rebel Rose Keene revealed that burns from a hairdryer played a role in the baby's death on the morning of October 15th. The mother, 29-year-old Rebecca McPherson, was arrested on felony child endangerment charges after she and little Rebel were found in the mother's bed. The mother told investigators she had fallen asleep while blow-drying her hair. The case remains in the hands of the DA's office, and the results of the autopsy have been forwarded there as well. The city of Eureka has its severe weather shelter on standby if it's needed to house those who need a place to stay. With the mercury dropping below freezing over the weekend, the city shelter is prepared to take any overflow from the Eureka Rescue Mission. The weather shelter is located at the St. Vincent Dining Facility and is available after those seeking shelter first check into the Rescue Mission, where they can get a hot shower, clean clothes, and a hot meal. The cold weather and high winds are expected to be with us through tomorrow night. Congressman Mike Thompson joined more than 100 other House Democrats today in calling on the Federal Housing Financing Agency to reverse its earlier decision and allow homeowners who have mortgages through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to get principal write-downs on those loans. Thompson and fellow lawmakers point to this refusal to address principal write-downs as a major stumbling block in halting the foreclosure crisis in California. Thompson said in a statement, the FHFA's refusal to help underwater homeowners is slowing our economic recovery and costing taxpayers billions of dollars as more and more homes are sent into foreclosure. Lawmakers sent a letter to the director of the FHFA urging him to resume assistance to homeowners with underwater loans. And on Saturday night, agents from the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence in the 1600 block of Freshwater Road in Freshwater and found a commercial marijuana grow. Agents seized more than 600 growing plants, 8 pounds of processed weed, 12 weapons, and other paraphernalia. Agents also arrested two people, 43-year-old Paul Leslie and 42-year-old Heidi Leslie. Both were booked into county jail on cultivation and possession charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in McKinleyville on Saturday night spotted 33-year-old McKinleyville resident Brian Balky, whom he knew was wanted on a felony no-bail warrant. The deputy was recognized by Balky, who then fled on his bike and then on foot along Central Avenue in McKinleyville before the deputy found him hiding under a vehicle in a parking lot. Balky was arrested, and the deputy also learned that Balky was suspected of stealing several items from a Safeway. Those items were found on his person, and Balky was booked into county jail on several charges, including burglary, resisting arrest, and that no-bail warrant. And officers from the Fortuna and Rio Del Police Departments served a search warrant at a residence in the 3900 block of Ronerville Road yesterday and discovered a large marijuana grow. Officers seized more than 500 plants, a few pounds of processed weed, hash, several firearms, and other paraphernalia. Two people were contacted during the search, 41-year-old Robert Corso and 25-year-old Rachel Myers, both of Fortuna. The pair were arrested and booked into county jail on several charges, including cultivation and possession. A closer inspection of the property prompted a call to the Fortuna Fire Department for possible fire hazards associated with electrical wiring used to power the grow. And later, PG&E crews shut off electrical service to the building. And that's your North Coast News on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.